For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver men's hockey team opens their season. Women's hockey has their first conference games of the year, while the football team comes back after a bye week. Details next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
The GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications is 10 times faster. Now you can get internet upload and download speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. Plus, you can add GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi featuring Wi-Fi 6 technology to get the best in-home wireless experience. For the fastest internet service for your home or business, choose Minnesota's largest broadband cooperative, Paul Bunyan Communications, powered by the GigaZone. It's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver men's hockey team will open the season this weekend hosting the Icebreaker along with the University of North Dakota. Beavers host Wisconsin Friday, Army on Saturday. Icebreaker been going on since 1997, typically marks the beginning of the D1 men's hockey season. BSU has 2 fifth-year seniors back, Kyle Loft and Carter Jones. Loft from Mankato, Jones from Spokane, Washington. Jones talks about what makes this game so special and why he came back for a fifth year. The highs are great. And the lows drive you to play better.
I think especially the way we play so hard and we play for the guy next to you, so the wins mean that much more just because we want to do it for everybody in that room. And then same with the losses, you know, you want to take responsibility for it.
Beaver women's hockey team will travel to St. Cloud State this weekend looking for their first WCHA points in their league opener. Games Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Beavers 0-4 on the season, still looking for their first power play goal. Olympic-size ice in St. Cloud makes the game different. Should give you a few more scoring opportunities. But for the Beavers, Kendra Fortin, she says the extra space lets you as a defenseman see the game in its entirety.
The bigger ice surface definitely gives us the opportunity to see the ice better as a defenseman. Obviously, you kind of see you and the goalie see everything. So communication is going to be huge, whether you're on a big or a small sheet of ice. Keeping shifts short, especially with the long change in the second, making sure that you're not getting overextended and just playing the right way you would on a smaller ice surface.
Beaver football team is coming off of a bye week. They travel to Wayne State in Nebraska this weekend. Beavers 4-1, last action lost by 3 to Minnesota State Mankato for homecoming. Wayne State has good offense and a physical defense. Beaver gangrene defense has got after opposing quarterbacks all season long, part of that from coverage by players like Jared Klein. He uses his 6'4 frame and uses it quite well.
To me, I feel like I can move with a lot of the wideouts in the league, and it kind of gives me the edge and the fact I have a bigger body so I can come downhill and hit.
Beaver soccer team coming off of a win and a tie last week will travel this weekend to UMary in Minot State. Beavers undefeated in league play with a 5-0-2 record, currently in fourth place with 17 points. Bemidji State, one of 14 teams in Division II with an undefeated record. Beavers' Anna Breffel says their deep roster and bench, one of the reasons why.
Yes, our team all works together. We have a great team individually, but when we come together, we're really good. Our forwards are really great, our midfield is really great, and our defense is really great. So we're all around just like a great team, and we have a really good bench as well.
Beaver volleyball team opened up the week with a 4-set win at Minnesota Crookston on Thursday night. Beavers winning 25-22, 27-25, 15-25, and 25-18. Beavers return home now on Saturday. They'll host 8th-ranked St. Cloud State. Last week, the Beavers took on top-ranked Wayne State. Wayne State currently ranked number one in the country. Other teams in the Northern Sun Conference in the rankings, Concordia St. Paul is second. Southwest Minnesota State is 7th. St. Cloud State 8th. Minnesota Duluth is 12th. And Winona State is currently receiving votes. A very, very deep league, as it always is. Beavers' Lauren Sitter says the gap between those top teams and where Bemidji State is right now isn't actually all that great.
It seems further than it actually is. Like, they're the number one team, and we were able to compete with them. And, like, all, honestly, there's, like, 4 or 5 teams in the top 10 in the whole country right now. And there's not a huge margin of difference, like, when we're on our top game.
This weekend is Hall of Fame weekend. Inducted this year, Carrie Torgerson of the soccer team, Michelle Dinius of the volleyball team, Tony Kukic from men's swimming and diving, Mark Liska and Dre Bradley from men's hockey. The team being inducted this year, the 85-86 men's hockey team, the John Glass honorary letter winner, Dr. Gary Erickson. Congratulations to all of this year's inductees on a stellar career at Bemidji State. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.